This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Of the InfoWars.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. That's January 11th, 2017. It's an amazing day. We've had a lot of news breaking. Of course, Donald Trump having his first press conference in 6 months. And just hours before the press conference, we had this massive new fake news attack coming from hardcore Hillary supporters, BuzzFeed. I mean, we got tweets from the BuzzFeed editors all last night, one after the other, talking about how they're an absolute fear. So this is something that is developing. Alex Jones is on the road, but he wanted to call in with this report. We got Alex on the line right now. Alex?
That's right. I'll be co-hosting with you here, David. I'm sorry that really that message to you. Wow, there is so much to break down here, so much to go over. I mean, it is simply mind-blowing that I saw this story over a day ago about the golden showers. I knew it was pure absolute bull the minute I saw it. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to see if mainstream media picks this up, which I'm sure they would, and then see where it went from there with BuzzFeed and the rest of them. And, of course, it was tailor-made disinformation, just like their CIA report of last week. I mean, the CIA report of last week admittedly was just a bunch of examples of where RT had said bad things about Hillary Clinton in the last 4 years. This was their hack, was just simple political involvement by the Russians having political views on something like peace with America. This is their big much-to-do-about-nothing bombshell information. But now they've really bitten off more than they can chew with MSM, as you know, running with the claims, unsubstantiated, that the president is in these parties being urinated on, basically. Now, meanwhile, we have Bill Clinton flying around with Jerry Epstein, the convicted pedophile, more than now 20 times, who went to a pedophile island, who flew to an island with a sheik as well, and who also traveled to the Middle East with known pedophiles. We have Bill Clinton and all of his sexual criminal background. We have all the incredible stuff and all the bizarre spirit cooking and all the Satanism and all the Aleister Crowley stuff and all the bizarre Hollywood stuff. And then we have Roman Polanski raping a 13-year-old girl. That's the one he just got caught for. And Hollywood defending him and trying to get his conviction of child rape overturned so he could come here from France, battling his extradition. And you've got Meryl Streep standing up with standing ovations for an admitted child rapist. I'm expecting Media Matters to come out and say that Roman Polanski never obsession with sexual perversion. No, Donald Trump has an obsession with beautiful, perfect 10 women, and I don't think anybody's going to say that's a crime. He's never claimed to be, you know, Mr. Perfect, but he's been married several times. He has a great family. The point is that this is how desperate they are, David. So I'm going to be here with you off and on a little bit in the first hour. We've got the full press conference of Trump, but still ongoing. We're going to be airing some excerpts of that. Again, he's come out and said this is absolute total bull. Spicer's come out and said it's total bull. Priebus has said it's 100% manufactured. But notice for the first day, David, they were absolutely celebrating in rapture that they had Donald Trump, a secret report. Why? This is why Trump didn't want a war with the Russians. This is why, because they had pee-pee videos of the president totally insane. No, Trump's being advised by a bunch of top generals who are not pro-Russia, who are not anti-Russia, but who are actually pro-America, and it's not in our interest to pick on Russia when Russia is not in an expanding role right now, and China is. We should be working with Russia, Japan, and others to contain Russia, to contain China, and that is indeed what's happening right now, is real geopolitical activity to also not just contain communist China that's expanding, but to contain radical Orthodox Islam that is openly expanding, as everybody can publicly see. So what we're seeing is real national sovereignty. We're seeing a president who's going to be in there in 9 days now, actually doing things that are in the national interest of this country, David.
Absolutely, Alex. And, of course, one of the things that he talked about in the press conference. We'll be right back.
In certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this January 11th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and of course, today we had the press conference that was scheduled, first one in 6 months, by Donald Trump. They were going to talk about what Donald Trump is going to do with conflict of interest, and they did talk about that. We're going to give you some clips of that. But then, of course, BuzzFeed dumped this trash just hours before the press conference. Joining us now is Alex Jones, comment on what's going on.
That's right, David. And again, you're going to be hosting the show today, doing a great job. I obviously will be popping in live and also filing some reports. You know, I saw this BuzzFeed thing yesterday, and I was going to comment on it, but I just knew it was going to come out that it was all false. So I wanted to wait and see what developed, but obviously the press conference is still ongoing. It's been going on for more than an hour and a half. We've already got excerpts of it coming up. We're going to, in fact, play about 10, 15 minutes of it here in just a moment from the start of the press conference from about an hour and a half ago. So that's going to be interspersed throughout the broadcast today. Also, McAfee, obviously an expert on computers, is going to be joining us to break down the Russia report, what it's like in the age of the Internet when these disinfo pieces can be put out and more. But notice it's the mainstream media again running with a ridiculous, easily debunkable story that they claim was part of some secret CIA report. That the president has been blackmailed by the Russians because they have video of him with women urinating on each other. Now, again, I'm sorry to have to talk about that on air, group that is into all this. We know that. It comes out over and over and over and over again that this satanic, degenerate, ruling class is into this. Donald Trump knows they're into it. Donald Trump is exposing it. Donald Trump is aware of what's happening. And so time and time again, they try to say Donald Trump is what they are. So the worst they could try to make up or dig up was Donald Trump in a room with prostitutes doing disgusting things. When meanwhile, it's a perfect metaphor, the globalists, as I've said many times, are marking their territory and are doing this to us, the American people, in an act of control and domination. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Trump comes out with his press conference the day before. They drop all this disinfo out, and they don't even care that they're known liars. In their vitriol to try to bring Trump down with only 9 days left until he's in office. Now, I've told people I'm on vacation with my family, but that's become a whole other conspiracy. Even if I leave for a week, I'll be back next week. But regardless, I'm doing a workcation. But just while I'm out here in America talking and meeting with people, everybody I talk to basically is against political correctness now, almost everybody. There is a total awakening taking place, and that's why they're so scared. And we talk a lot about that, David, but again, we have to ask ourselves, why would MSM, caught lying, caught putting out fake news, only intensify the fake news? Because they know they're out of ammo. They know they're discredited. They know the people are starting to really wake up to them. So they're simply trying to do a Hail Mary and hope that something sticks, hopes that, you know, something gets picked up by the public, that the public, even if we only believe one out of 20 lies, that, you know, that finally something works, finally something begins to bring down Donald Trump. But the good news is it's up on InfoWars.com right now. The president of Hungary is moving to kick out the George Soros Foundation from his country. All over the world, Soros crime networks, globalist crime networks are being exposed and being thrown out of nation states. As we identify the globalist tentacles of this hydra, of this system, of this octopus, it's game over. And so we're reaching that historic point. That doesn't mean there won't be other political challenges. It doesn't mean there won't still be corruption. It doesn't mean there still won't be problems. It doesn't mean there won't still be large pieces of the broken up wreckage of the global crime syndicate. But their total organization and their total focus and their total operating in the dark with no one even resisting them is coming to an end right now. So I want to go to the intro of this press conference with Spicer and then with Pence and then with Trump, where most of the meat gets said. We're going to have excerpts, as I said, throughout the next 4 hours. David has some big guests today. But, David, that's my take on this. What's your take?
Well, Alex, I think when we look at Chuckie Schumer, this previous fake news that we had about the Russian hack, and we're going to talk to John McAfee later in the show about that. Chuck Schumer said, you better be careful about talking about intelligence services. They have a way of making you pay for this. I think that that's what's really behind this. When we look at the sources, of course, we've got CNN and BuzzFeed that are the direct sources. But I think that there's more to this than that. And one of the things that came out today, Alex, that we want to talk about later in the show as well, is the fact that Robert Kennedy, RFK Jr., has been appointed to a vaccine commission by Donald Trump. And, of course, both Robert Kennedy and Donald Trump have spoken about concerns about the safety and the efficacy of vaccines. I think these types of things, the vaccine issues, the calling them out on the missing 28 pages of the 9/11 report, and so many other things, they can't control Donald Trump. They're very much afraid of him. He comes out against the establishment. That and the fact that he understands this fake news from the CIA. He's not being fooled by this. He's not fooled by the intelligence reports, so-called reports. So I think a lot of that is the basis of that. But we're going to take a look at the sources. We're going to look at the organizations. We're going to look at the timing later on.
He knows about the dangers. He's been on the show before. And you know, I know he met with Trump privately, and Trump said, yes, I'm probably going to put you on a commission. I've got to get in first. And he basically told RFK Jr., do not talk about this. Well, RFK Jr. shot his mouth off. And so Trump came out and said, yes, we did talk. Yes, we're planning something. It's not done yet. So, again, RFK, I'm not trying to be mean here, but when the president literally meets with people behind the scenes and battle plans, they have to keep their mouths shut. We're trying to take the country back. This is not a game. It's not a joke. I mean, look, folks, Trump is behind the scenes planning the total return of the republic. And again, I'm not at liberty to get into this, so I'm just going to drop it right here. But and I don't get this from Trump. I get this from multiple other sources. This is very, very personal for Trump on the vaccines, okay? So seeing is believing. There's a reason Trump's so awake. And again, I'm not at liberty to get to the rest of it, but just imagine the radio shows he listens to every day. Imagine what Donald Trump tunes into at about midnight every night. And imagine what Donald Trump's listening to, and imagine how smart he is and his 70 years of research and knowledge when he tunes into shows that are also obsessed with facts and knowledge. It all starts to click. It's not just us that are going through a quickening of awakening. It's other people that are going through a quickening as well, like Donald Trump. And so let me tell you what Donald Trump wants. He wants the return of men, the return of leadership, the return of the family, the return of good medicine, the return of sovereignty, the return of people having savings. Across the board, Trump is dead on. He's such an old timer, though. He isn't really up on non-GMO and stuff as his wife is, his daughter is. So that's the good news. But also in this press conference today, and there's so many clips. He goes, you got to really watch it today with the internet. There's microphones inside everything. There's microphones inside your appliances. There's cameras everywhere. Of course, the media's going to call him crazy. Petraeus 4 years ago said, your washing machine's listening to you. I told people that 20 years ago. Well, I was reading in MIT Quarterly. I mean, they said this. It's not like I made up the Internet of Things or smart dust. We're going to skip this break. So this is such an amazing time to be alive. It's very, very positive. But David, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. I want to go back to you because I've been listening to you while I took off some time, while I did some whale watching with the family and things I've always wanted to do. I've been listening to you, and then, man, I'm not just kissing your butt. The amazing job you and the crew have been doing, and just really laying out the facts. I mean, I really want your view on this because I was intrigued by what you just mentioned, how CNN and BuzzFeed quarterbacked the release of this obvious disinfo so gleefully, knowing it was pure bull. I read it. I could tell it was bull. I read the CIA report last week. It was like a five-year-old, you know, telling on their older brother, like, oh, look. And then they said Hillary might have health problems. And, oh, look, you know, then they had this Trump person on. And, oh, look, Trump went on Larry King. Oh, my gosh. I mean, every news channel was attacking Trump. Every commentator, Hollywood, foreign governments, foreign leaders, the whole world ganged up on America and told us we couldn't have Trump. We said, no, we do want Trump. We want nationalism. We want to change. And then they have the nerve to turn around and say that foreign powers intervened, little bitty Russia. And by little bitty, I mean their GDP is that of Italy. They're strong, smart, scientific people. But let's face it, Russia's been through 80 years of hell. Russia is a joke when it comes to manipulating the United States. This is absolute bull. But it wasn't a joke to see all these world powers, all these governments, all these big combines, all the big banks, all the big media, everybody, the Pope told Catholics, you know, to vote against Trump. Didn't happen. I mean, record number of Hispanics voted for Trump. Record number of blacks voted. Record number of women voted. They are 35% of Hispanics voted for Trump. 45% of women voted for Trump. And that's even with them stealing states and skewing numbers. The word is it was even higher, David. It was like 42% Hispanic is what internal polls show. It was 50% women internal poll show, exit poll show. That's why we know they stole five states. That's why they're in panic, because the minorities are not smoking the brainwashing dope anymore and are breaking free. The only people that aren't are all the weird kind of like white savior brainwash minions that let's just say it, who's doubling down is weird, weird brainwash leftist white people. And they have gone into a total bunker mentality of insanity, like Hitler in his bunker giving orders to armies that don't exist. And I'm really worried about what they're going to do next. So first off, what is your take on this, BuzzFeed? Spend a few minutes on this. What do you think they're going to do next in the next 9 days after the hysteria we've already seen?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Alex, because you had CNN and you had BuzzFeed come out with this at this time. And we've had news organizations that are very leftist, that have not been fair in the past, that have supported Hillary and made a lot of unfair accusations about Donald Trump. People like the New York Times heaping scorn on BuzzFeed and CNN for running with this story. Mika Brzezinski doing that. People who are not willing to burn down their leftist news organizations totally for the sake of the CIA have come out. Even Mother Jones, which is an opinion journal. I mean, they're not. They offer their opinions out there, and they're leftists. I said, we're not going to run with something like this. There was a Politico reporter, Alex, who had been fired even from Politico, as skewed as Politico is. She was fired from Politico because she floated this story about Donald Trump allegedly having sex with his daughter. And they said, come on, that's way beyond the pale. They fired her from Politico, and even she said she would not run with this BuzzFeed story. So you've got BuzzFeed, you've got CNN that are coming out there, and, of course, Jake Tapper, who has basically just burned his reputation down like the former CBS News anchor, Jim, I'm losing his, the one that sold the fake story about George W. Bush and the National Guard. But anyway. Dan Rather, thank you. We've even forgotten Dan Rather. I thought he used to be a big name. But they burned their reputations down, and Jake Tapper's going to go the way of Dan Rather. But, Alex, when Trump took the first question about this, he said, look, I tell my people, be very careful when you're traveling, especially when you're going to foreign countries or a country like Russia. He said, they've got cameras everywhere, so don't do anything that you don't want to have on camera. And even before this happened, in response to the previous fake news that they put out about Russian hacking, he said to reporters, don't trust computers. Computers are not safe. If you've got anything important, you write it down on a piece of paper and you give it to a courier to have it hand delivered. So Donald Trump isn't an idiot. You'd have to be an idiot Donald to Trump, do what Donald he did, Trump. What they're accusing him of doing. Yeah.
Donald Trump, until this year, or I guess last year now, didn't even have computers in his main office area. And I'm not going to get into the details, but reportedly leaves phones out in drawers, out in a foyer area. So in a way, people say, oh, he's not high-tech. No, in a way, he's so anti-tech. He does exactly what real spies and people do, is he compartmentalizes all the electronics and keeps them away from him. And everything is done on paper, which is actually what they wish presidents would really do. So isn't it crazy that just instinctively Trump already operates the way a president should operate? I mean, they keep saying that he doesn't have the background or the pedigree or the skill to be president, as if some community organizer, nobody, that never did anything, could run the country and go on vacation 4 months out of the year. Meanwhile, Trump is a total workhorse who already is bringing back over $100 million worth of jobs. Ford, Chrysler. The list goes on and on. I mean, I don't want to go into a whole diatribe about how Trump's already being presidential, how he's already helped the economy more than Obama did in 8 years. That's not hard to do because Obama was trying to consolidate the economy and only give money to his friends. That's what globalism is a giant consolidation system, David. Now, I know we're coming up on the break in a little while. I want to go ahead and start airing this press conference from the beginning with Spicer, then with Pence, then with Trump, and David and I will intersperse during this hour. But just briefly, David, you don't just have McAfee joining you coming up. Tell us who else.
I've got Craig Richardson from E&E organization. They're an energy and environment legal organization. He's going to comment on Donald Trump's interior and energy picks as they were coming up this week in confirmation hearings. They're very happy with what they see because these are people who have pushed for a free market, who have pushed for America to be able to develop its energy resources, because energy is not only a financial necessity, but it actually affects not just the quality of your life, but the duration of your life, your life expectancy. So that's a very important thing when we look at these energy and interior picks.
Let me add something to that, and then we'll start going to the press conference, and then come back from break and play more. For years, when I would have people on exposing the fact that shutting off our coal plants was hurting our country, I would get emails and letters, and the media would say, oh, he must work for big coal, or he must work for oil. Folks, I don't get any money from that. The point is that energy is everything, and if our energy is double or triple the price of China's, no one will have industry here if we've unfairly, from the beginning, been penalized on the basis of everything, energy. I mean, children understand this watching cartoons. Why are the Decepticons here on Earth? To drain the Earth's core of its energy and create Energon cubes. They have to have energy. That's the food of an industrial society. Why did all these other cultures dry up in the middle of the desert? Because to move out of there because there was no longer the energy of the plants, of the fruit, of the animals that lived off the plants. And then humans eat the meat and get energy transferred through the plants, through the water, through the sunlight, into the animal, into the deer, into the gazelle, into the animal they're eating, into us, the humans. Everything is energy. And this seems really simple to us, but we have to remember, they've dumbed down young people so much that many of them don't even understand these very, very simple equations. That's why sometimes it sounds like I'm talking to people like they're 5 years old. I'm not talking to our general audience like that. A lot of the public doesn't even really know where meat comes from at the grocery store or where electricity comes from. So the fact that America and Europe have been penalized for 20 years on our energy production as part of globalism is the key to so much. So I'm glad that David is going to be breaking some of that down. Let's go ahead and go to the start of the press conference.
And there he is, the incoming White House press secretary. Let's listen in.
After the president-elect makes some remarks, he will introduce Ms. Sherry Dillon, a prominent attorney in Washington, D.C., with the prestigious firm of Morgan Lewis, who structured the agreements pursuant to the president's business arrangements, and she will give brief remarks. Before we start, I want to bring your attention to a few points on the report that was published in BuzzFeed last night. It's frankly outrageous and highly irresponsible for a left-wing blog that was openly hostile to the president-elect's campaign to drop highly salacious and flat-out false information on the Internet just days before he takes the oath of office. According to BuzzFeed's own editor, there are some serious reasons to doubt the allegations in the report. The executive editor of the New York Times also dismissed the report by saying it was, quote, totally unsubstantiated, echoing the concerns that many other reporters expressed on the Internet. The fact that BuzzFeed and CNN made the decision to run with this unsubstantiated claim is a sad and pathetic attempt to get clicks. The report is not an intelligence report, plain and simple. One issue that the report talked about was the relationship of three individuals associated with the campaign. These three individuals, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and Carter Page. Carter Page is an individual who the president-elect does not know and was put on notice months ago by the campaign. Paul Manafort has adamantly denied any of this involvement, and Michael Cohen, who is said to have visited Prague in August and September, did not leave or enter the United States during this time. We asked him to produce his passport to confirm his whereabouts on the dates in question, and there was no doubt that he was not in Prague. In fact, Mr. Cohen has never been in Prague. A new report actually suggests that Michael Cohen was at the University of Southern California with his son at a baseball game. One report now suggests that apparently it's another Michael Cohen. For all the talk lately about fake news, this political witch hunt by some in the media is based on some of the most flimsy reporting, and it's frankly shameful and disgraceful. With that, it is my honor to introduce the next Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
We are 9 days away from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States of America. I am profoundly honored and humbled that I will take the oath of office to serve as Vice President of the United States 9 days from today, but I'm even more honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with a new president who will make America great again. The president-elect's leadership and his energy during the campaign was impressive. But as the chairman of the transition effort, I can assure the American people that his energy and his vision during the course of this transition has been even more inspiring. To see the way he has brought together men
and women.
All
right, that's the beginning of the press conference. We're going to have some specific clips for you when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, we are only 9 days out from President 45 being inaugurated. David Knight is hosting the broadcast. I am joining you from the road, taking some very important time off with the family. But I've got to tell you, I've still been working about, I don't know, about 5-6 hours a day, just dealing with administrative things, and also trying to stay up to date on the news and information. I've also been on the phone talking to folks high up in the resistance. I'll just leave it at that. And I'll tell you, that is the big difference here, isn't it? Just what Pence was just talking about for the press conference earlier, the vice president. Donald Trump is on the job 18 to 20 hours a day. And Donald Trump is paying attention to the constituents and the American people. It is unbelievable how good he is. My gut said go with Trump, and I cannot believe how right it was. He is such a godsend. I don't want to sit here and gush over this anymore, but notice how all he's doing is delivering. And he's putting in a few people that have been at Goldman Sachs, yeah, like Stephen Bannon, who then left Goldman Sachs and exposed the whole thing. I mean, Goldman Sachs is king. It runs everything. Of course, if you've got top people, they're going to come from there. But the point is that he's reversing their whole program. They are completely panicking right now. They are so scared. So I'm going to go back to David Knight and more of the press conference. We've got some excise pieces that will be ready towards the end of the hour. And then, of course, when McAfee's on, more clips coming up the next hour. What a perfect guest that David got on, McAfee, to break down the hacking, to break down the latest stuff. But listen, claim that Trump is blackmailed by the Russians with no evidence, when Hillary, for years, had a secret server in her bathroom that they know at least six foreign governments were accessing, she was using it as a Dropbox. I was told this a year ago by high-level sources, and then also some of them came on the show, okay, and publicly said, the word is, she has plausible deniability, it's still totally illegal, to put a server out that's wireless, that's open, and then to let the world know they can come and get on it, and then basically use the information however they wanted to, but for her to put it on the server, they had to then put money in her foundation. And that's why hundreds of countries were putting money into her foundation, was because it was a giant payoff op. Now, we already know that. It's in the emails. And those are the emails she didn't delete. Imagine the 30-plus thousand emails that were deleted. Imagine what's in those, ladies and gentlemen. It's everything under the sun. This is a true criminal enterprise. And just like a prison is going to be full of different types of criminals, a legion of doom, Hillary's whole entourage and the group she runs with runs from bad to worse to absolutely pure evil. So that's why it's so over the top, and that's why good people have a blind spot. I never get sick of sunsets. I never get sick of a good ribeye steak. I never get sick of a cold beer. I never get sick of a nice hike up a mountainside. I never get sick of loving my family and hugging my children and just being a good person. Well, see, we're normal, okay? We're not perfect. In fact, we have guilt because we're good people. We have a conscience. They don't. And so we're blind to the enemy. That's why we have to force ourselves to study history, because these evil people show up throughout history and build the same type of corrupt empires and the same type of systems. So when they accuse Trump with zero, not a zip evidence of being compromised by the Russians with no proof, their proof is ExxonMobil did some oil drilling in the North Sea. Well, they better. Everybody else does. Of course, Russia has the most oil of anybody in the world. The United States is second. Saudi Arabia is third. Well, I mean, ExxonMobil better be drilling there. Oh, what a horrible person bringing free market capitalism to Russia. That's their evidence. That's their evidence. Meanwhile, Hillary, $35 million for uranium to the Russians, on and on and on, secretly meeting with Putin. Remember that? Came out about 2 months before the election that she secretly met with Putin on at least two occasions. Hillary, I'm going to say that again, secretly met with Putin. Secretly met with Putin. Secretly met with Putin. There you go. Did Donald Trump ever meet Putin? No. Did he secretly meet with Putin? No. The point is, we know a fraud when we see it. So now they put out this fake dossier that it turns out was floating around the internet for weeks, if not months, and that the CIA was passing it around, wondering if it was real. Let me explain something, folks. The CIA people that fly into war-torn regions and the people that actually do stuff in the field are a very small percentage of the CIA now, or they call it teeth to tail, basically. Previously, with the CIA, you might have one or two people in support of someone in the field. Now you might have 20 people in support of one person in the field. They've gone completely away. And of course, the military, it's like 1 to 12 right now. They've gotten away from what they call HUMET, and they've gone all into computers and digital this and digital that and a bunch of spying. All the CIA is a bunch of Ivy League nerds, okay, who got beat up in high school, who have pocket protectors. And I'm not saying pocket protectors are bad or the nerds are bad. I'm just saying these are nerds that want to be tough guys, okay, on average. And they're liberals on average. And they're in there acting tough and acting like they're tough guys and acting like they're spies when it's the military and the people that are doing all the killing, all the humanity, all on-the-ground stuff. The CIA sits there and basically runs around making deals with the Saudi Arabians and getting paid off. They're a big group of compromised, paid-off globalists that have sold this country out, who've had diplomatic immunity, who've been above the law since 1947. And let me tell you, the CIA was bad in 1947 because you should never give some group above the law anonymity and all this power. But imagine what it's like now in 2017. It is an anti-American cesspit. Now, does that mean everybody in the CIA is bad? Absolutely not. There was a time when the CIA was still recruiting, you know, basically the football captain. was a time where you had to have a square jaw and you had to be in combat for 4 or 5 years and you had to, you know, always take your orders and get tears in your eyes when the Star Spangled Banner got played and all the rest of it before you got the CIA. It hasn't been that way in 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, in fact, they don't want square jaw people in there now. What they want is a bunch of wimps and a bunch of politicos and a bunch of cowards, okay? I'm here to tell you right now, it's a joke. And all they do is they run around with a bunch of disinformation. They run around with a bunch of garbage. They run around with a bunch of social engineering, approving Hollywood scripts. I mean, that and propagandizing and just playing God over the American people. And because they're not real men, and because a lot of them are women that also have it out for men, this is all a very anti-male situation, folks, because they're anti-strength. They're anti-individualism. They're anti-threat that could ever rise up against them like is happening now. So their whole system is about weakening America because instinctively they hate strength. So you have to understand the enemy's psychology. It's a foreign banking cartel that through Pratt House in 1921 set up a British intelligence arm that through OSS and the CIA had basically a foreign global corporate takeover of America. Now that's coming to an end. They are openly trying to claim that Trump is blackmailed or that Trump is an outsider when they are the ones that are outsiders and they are the ones that are using blackmail to take down and control this country. They also understand in their own white papers, like from the Clinton Foundation, that is the Clinton Library Foundation in Little Rock, that if we ever produce our own economy in America, and our own economy of ideas, and our own economy of selling books and videos, which they feared 25 years ago, it would be game over for them. That's why it's more essential than ever for you to support the broadcast, and I want to thank you all for doing it, because you are the people that built this InfoWar. You are the folks that made it all possible. And that's why, before we go back to David Knight in the press conference, and James McAfee and everybody else, or John McAfee is coming up, DNA Force is 10% off right now. That has been out for, I guess, about 2 months. That's our amazing BioPQQ CoQ10 formula, the very best out there. And that's 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, the best selenium out there at a very, very low price. That is back in stock. Several other items that have been sold out for months are back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, White House globalist-run Soros-funded Media Matters came out and demonized InfoWars and David Knight by name. I want to get David's take on this in a moment. For daring, during the latest Islamic attack in Fort Lauderdale last week, to say, see, that's why we're selling body armor inserts for backpacks that are nanotech, the only folks that have this. That's why we're selling these vest systems that are less than the steel plate stuff and weigh 5 times less on average. In fact, sometimes it weighs even less, depending on the system. And then they acted like we were bad saying that. That's like saying, wear shoes so you don't step on thorns. And then you're exploiting people saying don't step on thorns. Or brush your teeth. You're exploiting people saying don't get cavities. I mean, of course we're selling body armor so that when there's a shooting or a crisis, people have more protection. That's like saying police shouldn't wear body armor. Or saying cops should have body armor is exploiting the police. But again, this is the upside down world of these people as they try to demonize us, simply trying to fund ourselves. And if people hear the energy in my voice, yes, I've had one cup of coffee, but why do I have so much energy? Because epic history is happening now, and they want our energy low, they want us weak, they want us defeated, and the end of that system of defeat is now coming to a head. David, I want to get back to the press conference and the next service you've got in the next hour, but just getting into that whole area, I don't even know how to describe the illogic of where they demonize us for selling high-quality, exclusive nanotech, nanotube body armor, already selling it when there's a mass shooting. That's evidence of why you need the body armor. That's not exploitation. But again, they're inverting logic on purpose to try to deprogram people away from normal logic that we're programmed genetically with to just be malfunctioning idiots. I mean, you say to them, Michael Moore has 6 bodyguards with guns, but says that I shouldn't be able to have a gun to protect myself if I'm just a middle-class person or a poor person or a working-class person. Where's the logic? And they just laugh at you because they're at war with logic, David. I mean, how do you break down this cosmology?
Well, I didn't even know that they'd attack me, Alex. I think it's kind of humorous, actually. Are they going to attack us for selling water filters, you know, because of what happened in Flint, Michigan. I mean, we're selling water filters a long time before that. But, you know, you really do need water filters to protect yourself. And Flint, Michigan is something that the Democrats went into very heavily from a political standpoint. They politicized that, tried to make it all about the Republicans or whatever. Look, it's about pure water, and we've got Republicans and Democrats that are dumping garbage on us, not just on the news media, but they're dumping garbage into our water. So we sell water filters. It's the same thing. We talk to people about getting some protection for them, and you know, you couldn't put the kind of body armor that used to be around with the heavy metal plates. You couldn't put that in your kid's backpack and have them walk around so they could have some protection in a gun-free zone where they're not going to let any adults have guns to protect the children. But now you can. You got something that's lightweight with this nanotube technology, so the kids could carry that in their backpack. It's an important thing to know.
David, I've been struggling to think of an analogy that was proper, and you just did it. Think about this. Almost every state has high levels of weed killer, Roundup, glyphosate, that they admit causes breast cancer, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, you name it. I mean, it's admitted. Almost every woman I run into above 40 has had breast cancer. I mean, it is just devastating my own family. I'm so angry about it. Well, what do I do for my daughters? And you bet, I went out and found the best water filters. I got four or five companies that, you know, that all have similar specs. And yes, we fund our operations selling water filters. If almost every state has high levels of glyphosate in the tap water, in the well water, is it exploited to say, get a high-quality water filtration system that totally cuts it out and hundreds of other, you know, bad things like fluoride, then that helps you, that helps us, it drives down medical bills, and that way your daughter or your mother aren't having their breasts removed with a mastectomy. Again, to them it's exploitive that we're actually trying to give people a solution to mitigate the toxins that are at the base level of our biology in our food chain, water. Exactly. It's like saying, oh, breast cancer is way up from glyphosate in the water table, and IQs are down from fluoride, so Jones sells water filters that cut it out. How exploitive is that?
Yeah, you know, when they talked about it, they made it simply about lead. They made it simply about Republicans. But, of course, they dump fluoride in, which has the same effect as lead does on IQ. And there's a lot of other things. You point out glyphosate. Even if you're not on a city water supply, even if you've got your own well out in the rural areas, you may be even more likely to get the glyphosate in there because there may be somebody that is using it on their nearby farm, and it's going to get down into the water supply in that way. So people need to be aware that they can do certain things, and they're not going to be able to constantly test their water to see what's in it.
And that's what they don't want. They don't want us taking control of our lives. They don't want us getting in power. They don't want us realizing, hey, the big cities are dangerous, falling apart. We need to move to rural areas. In fact, they admit that. The outgoing president admits they want zoning controls so people can't flee to the countryside. They want to have taxes and regulations to keep us from being self-sufficient. Everything they do is about not letting us have our own media, not letting us have our own schools, not letting us have our own food, not letting us have our own protection, not letting us have our own transportation, not letting us have our own courts, our own local sovereignty. Everything is about removing our local control and transferring it to centralized global systems, just like we saw in 1775, if you read the Declaration of Independence from July 4th. David,
you know, Alex,
I want to go ahead and start going back to the press conference from the time that Pence was about to interview and introduce Trump. And then I know we're going to have a bunch of excerpts for you guys that are already ready in the next hour. But here's a few more minutes of him introducing Trump earlier today.
I think we don't have, do we have the audio of this?
The hearing's already scheduled. Seven more soon to go on the books in the next several days. And it is a compilation of men and women with an unprecedented caliber of leadership and background to help this administration move our nation forward. Perhaps that's why there's been such a concerted effort by some in the mainstream media to delegitimize this election and to demean our incoming administration. You know, I have long been a supporter of a free and independent press, and I always will be. But with freedom comes responsibility. And the irresponsible decision of a few news organizations to run with a false and unsubstantiated report when most news organizations resisted the temptation to propagate this fake news can only be attributed to media bias, an attempt to demean the president-elect and our incoming administration, and the American people are sick and tired of it. But today, we'll get back to real news, to real facts, and the real progress our incoming president has already made in reviving the American economy and assembling a team that will make America great again. So, and we'll hear from the president-elect about issues that are of paramount importance to the American people today. So it is my honor to introduce to all of you my friend and the president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. It's very familiar territory, news conferences, because we used to give them on a almost daily basis. I think we probably maybe won the nomination because of news conferences, and it's good to be with you. We stopped giving them because we were getting quite a bit of inaccurate news, but I do have to say that, and I must say that I want to thank a lot of the news organizations here today, because they looked at that nonsense that was released by maybe the intelligence agencies, who knows, but maybe the intelligence agencies, which would be a tremendous blot on their record if they in fact did that, a tremendous blot, because a thing like that should have never been written, it should never have been had, and it should certainly never have been released. But I want to thank a lot of the news organizations, for some of whom have not treated me very well over the years, a couple in particular, and they came out so strongly against that fake news and the fact that it was written about by primarily one group and one television station. So I just want to compliment many of the people in the room. I have great respect for the news and great respect for freedom of the press and all of that. But I will tell you, there were some news organizations, with all that was just said, that were so professional, so incredibly professional,
that
I've just gone up a notch as to what I think of you. Okay?
He knows that was disinfo leaked by criminals.
We've had some great news over the last couple of weeks. I've been quite active, I guess you could say, in an economic way for the country. A lot of car companies are going to be moving in. We have other companies. Big news is going to be announced over the next couple of weeks about companies that are going to be building in the Midwest. You saw yesterday Fiat, Chrysler, big, big factory going to be built in this country as opposed to another country. Ford just announced that they stopped plans for a $1 billion plant in Mexico, and they're going to be moving into Michigan and expanding very substantially an existing plant.
See, folks, there's been artificial controls here.
Ford, I appreciate
to keep us from having jobs. He's removing them.
I hope that General Motors will be following, and I think they will be. I think a lot of people will be following. I think a lot of industries are going to be coming back. We have to get our drug industry coming back. Our drug industry has been disastrous.
I love how we bail out General Motors and it leaves.
They supply our drugs, but they don't make them here to a large extent. And the other thing
is 90% are made in China.
New bidding procedures for the drug industry, because they're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power. And there's very little bidding on drugs. We're the largest buyer of drugs in the world.
Hear that? He's going after Big Pharma.
We don't bid properly, and we're going to start bidding, and we're going to save billions of dollars over a period of time. And we're going to do that with a lot of other industries. I'm very much involved with the generals and admirals on the airplane, the F-35. You've been reading about it. And it's way, way behind schedule and many, many billions of dollars over budget.
A trillion.
I don't like that. And the admirals have been fantastic. The generals have been fantastic. I've really gotten to know them well. And we're going to do some big things on the F-35 program and perhaps the F-18 program. And we're going to get those costs way down. And we're going to get the plane to be even better. And we're going to have some competition, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. So we've been very, very much involved, and other things. We had Jack Ma. We had so many incredible people coming here. Mr. Arnault. They're going to do tremendous things in this country. and they're very excited. And I will say, if the election didn't turn out the way it turned out, they would not be here. They would not be in my office. They would not be in anybody else's office. They'd be building and doing things in other countries.
All right, let's go ahead and fade this down for now. Spirit going on. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. Crew's doing a great job. We had a computer hiccup playing it earlier. Sorry about that dead air, folks. Going back to David Knight, and we're going to come back to the next segment and play some more of this, and then go to McAfee, who's joining us. I mean, just to think about how huge that was, David. The first thing he brings up is, oh, looks like it might have been some intelligence agencies released this. Well, of course they did, or CNN wouldn't have run with it, believing they had the proof of blackmail. I mean, that just shows how reckless these groups are inside the CIA.
Yeah,
I'm
not
just obsessed with the CIA, but it's the oldest, it's the worst, it's the most corrupt, it's the biggest. I mean, it's the big spoiled baby.
Yeah, you know, Alex,
teenager.
From the very beginning, John McCain's name was linked with this. And when I first saw the very first report I saw on this, he was linked with it. And I said, I smell a rat. One of the smelliest rats in Washington is John McCain. And now he's bragging about, I released that information. As New York Times and others pointed out, this is old information, except for perhaps the trolling part that was put in by people at 4chan. The rest of this is old information that's been circulating for a very long time. New York Times said, we looked at that. We're not going to put that out. They were totally unsubstantiated, said the New York Times executive editor. The USA Today investigative journalist said, this is not how journalism works. Here's a thing that might not be true. We don't have any supporting evidence. Decide for yourself if it's legit. That's the way he characterized it. And even Mother Jones, Alex, said, even Donald Trump deserves journalistic fairness, and they are no fan of Donald Trump, but they are not going to put out lies because they want to preserve their reputation.
Here. There's a bunch of people named in there who clearly were in other countries at the time, and it's already been proven to the media, so they were hoping it was real. They know they've lost so much credibility. They want to try to censor us, so they want to be the big high and mighty groups that, you know, protect Donald Trump. I mean, the truth is, they're just as discredited as CNN. The Washington Post is probably even worse, than CNN or BuzzFeed, but let's get the facts straight here, okay? I mean, we should probably file a special report today just showing the history of this. It's the Clintons and the Democrats flying around with Jerry Epstein on the pedophile plane and flying to these sheiks' houses, you know, that openly keep little kids. These are the people that have been compromised by foreign powers. These are the people that are clearly being blackmailed. These are the people that have this big, long, sordid history of being connected to all of this. So let's not any of us forget that. And let's not forget that the MSM is so arrogant that they act like there's no evidence of sickening stuff going on in the Podesta emails. Well, okay. Well, what's going on with Meryl Streep standing up a standing ovation for Roman Polanski? And what's Hollywood doing trying to get his rape of a 13-year-old girl overturned? They're so public about this. It's so ingrained. It's so top-heavy with pedophiles in Hollywood and in D.C. that they openly are trying to get Roman Polanski's convictions overturned. That shows how sick these people are. So they brought this out knowing it's pure bull, knowing it's lies. Remember the three lawsuits with Jane Doe's saying that Trump had raped them when they were little girls, you know, with the teenagers. Totally made up, and all of them got dropped, and all of them got thrown out because all of them were completely made up, and the people wouldn't even show up and claim it or say it. They were completely fake lawsuits filed. And I've been threatened by globalists that if I don't watch it, they'll file some fake stuff on me. Go ahead. Throw me in the briar patch. And that's the other thing I was going to mention, David.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000.